we're not clever at all, no. So you're saying kill the rich man. Nanotech. Who kills the guy who's about to kill the guy who kills them and kills them both. Is it too much to ask for when watching a movie like Transformers to just ask for a little bit of realism?
Character's two accents.
Should have been fake.
Us and them.
Yeah.
It's not the ears of the fucking world, man.
Calling you a douchebag.
This week on Clever Antidote, aliens, myth, or fact, you decide. Where peanut butter is like gold.
Yeah, that's all I got.
A special thank you to Tyler Tilly for doing our intro music.
And if you like what you hear, you can find his stuff on YouTube under Ultros Tilly. That's ULTROSTILLEY. Today's show was brought to you by our friends at B&D Music at bdmusic.ca, specializing in musical instruments, vocal and instrumental lessons, and audio equipment. B&D Music. Discover. Play. All right, so also, we'd like to send you guys over to our blog site. There you can find interesting little tidbits we may or may not post throughout the week. You can find that at www.cleverantidote.blogspot.com. And from there, you can hook up with us on Twitter and Facebook.
But not really hook up with us. That costs money.
Lots of money. We have a sponsor now. We're famous.
Yeah, right. Okay, how has your guys' weeks been?
Oh, well, mine was a bit slow. Something interesting happened to my sister's cat, though. He was stung in the eye by a hornet, popped his eyeball. So they had to take him into the vet, get it removed, and sewn shut.
Oh my goodness.
They're gonna get him a little eye patch for Halloween now, apparently.
Oh, does he have an awesome nickname now? He's gotta have a nickname.
Captain Milo.
Captain Milo, the pirate?
Yeah, he's the captain of the carpet ship.
I see a lol cat coming on.
If you're into online cat comics, you know what Captain of the Carpet.
Couldn't you say he's Captain of a Pussy?
Like, the HMS Pussy?
He's a pussy cat.
I guess.
Alright, how about you? Anything new in your life, Chris?
I am playing Mr. Mom this weekend. My wife is off on some ladies' adventure with other women and hormones, and I'm left with the kids, so it's been just been kind of hanging out at home, and really it. Not a lot going on with me.
My week's been all right, since you ask. No,
Derek, how is your week?
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Very interesting. Okay, moving on.
Fuck you.
Nah, it was my birthday.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
And actually, today is my 4-year anniversary with Brianne. Other than that, thank you. 4 years, it's a landmark.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, I know. It's a long time.
You know what? I was actually going to pick you up a birthday present today, but we bought groceries instead.
And then what else about my week? I've been thinking about burning the restaurant I work in down. I think if I put a small explosive device by the gas main that feeds the ovens, I'm pretty sure it'd burn that motherfucker down.
You know, but first, before you detonate, make sure you turn off the pilot lights.
Okay.
And let gas bleed out into the entire kitchen. So you get, you know, your little bomb is a detonator for a big bomb, which is the room.
Genius.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be hilarious, because I bet you a week from now, that restaurant's going to burn down, and they're going to hear this.
And then the cops are going to come after me.
Yeah.
I think jail would be awesome, though. I'm a big guy, so I could kick ass. And then it's like, what do? I get up, I have breakfast, I read a book, and then I have lunch. You know, maybe my girlfriend will, like, slip me an iPod and a cake so I can watch movies and shit. And then I have dinner, I read a book, I beat some little guy up. That's awesome. Eat, sleep,
You know what, violence.
Derek, you're a heavy sleeper. It's when you sleep that
they come for you.
Are you wearing steel underwear?
You're in a cage.
You're going to have a roommate.
Yeah, and odds are I'm bigger than 90%, if not 99% of everyone I meet.
Well, burning a restaurant down, unless there was somebody in it, I don't think you'd go to Federal.
It's connected to a hotel. people would die. And I never said I wouldn't detonate it while it was empty. Alright, this week in news. Hit it.
Okay, Research in Motion is having huge issues. Their servers are going down all over the world. You know what? I think it's Steve Jobs striking from beyond the grave. They're not in good shape.
BlackBerry.
Yeah.
No, fuck BlackBerry.
That's what Steve Jobs is saying.
Up their stupid asses.
Guess BlackBerry's feeling a little blue.
Oh.
That's pun number one. More to come.
Okay. Yeah, what else in news?
Well, for our friend Tyler Tilly, he's hurting really bad. A peanut butter shortage. Worldwide peanut butter shortage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of lonely men not knowing what to do with their dogs anymore.
Or a lot of hungry dogs.
Yeah.
No,
sorry, Master, I'm not licking those for nothing.
Doesn't work with cheese, it's just peanut butter.
You would know.
Yeah. If the prices of peanut butter haven't jumped yet, go to your supermarket, stock up. In other news, a cargo ship has hit a coral reef outside of New Zealand, and it's leaking oily sludge. It's been there for over a week, I believe, by now. I read the article the other day. So, that sucks. Oil in the ocean.
New Zealand, though.
Yeah, you don't like New Zealand? They've never pissed anybody off. And it's the home of the Hobbit movies. I want to go to New Zealand.
Yeah, you know what it is.
They have the Shire. They have a Hobbiton.
I just feel sometimes it's like they're trying to be Australia light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. In Australia, they got...
And there goes all our listeners from New Zealand.
Probably. Well, I wonder if all of Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand.
Yep.
You know that...
Mount Doom was CG, Derek.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
I didn't even know New Zealand existed until the Lord of the Rings movies. I was like, where do they film this? New Zealand. I'm like, you're making that up, aren't you?
Would have been cheaper if they filmed it in Canada.
News, where was I? Oh yeah, Anonymous, the internet group Anonymous, is threatening to take out the New York Stock Exchange now.
Yeah, they...
And the scarier part, they're threatening to take out Facebook.
Well, hold on, back to, sticking with New York Stock Exchange and Anonymous, what I read is, and I don't even know if this is possible, and if it is, how the hell they pull it off, but they're threatening to basically erase the New York Stock Exchange off of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, I don't think they actually can do it, though. I mean, yes, there might be a few elite people in that group, but mainly it's just high school kids who are mad at the world. And banks, and just pretty much responsible for the Sony PlayStation Network.
Is down again.
Is it down again?
I don't know. Fuck. If it was the same people that did it the first time, I don't know if Anonymous was connected with the first time, but I just heard through word of mouth that it was down again. And I'm glad I'm an Xbox guy. Like,
Xbox represent. Plug for Microsoft there.
I like Gears of War, I like Halo. I'm sure there's nothing wrong with PS3, but it's the console exclusive games that got me for the Xbox. But yeah. Their service is down again. Like, I understand PS3, I like the fact that you can play online for free. That's a leg up they have on Xbox. But when
and the Blu-ray
network,
player.
Yeah, and the Blu-ray player. But when your network goes down twice now, it's getting kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in other news, anything else?
Do we have some movie news?
Well, we haven't talked about UFOs in the sky yet.
Well, I was kind of thinking we'd save that. I mean, after new movie, then we'll get on to the UFOs, because that's going to be a lengthy discussion.
Okay, then what's new in Hollywood?
Green Lantern is on video now. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I still haven't seen it, actually.
I haven't now.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay. I'd say it's good. Like, whenever you do a comic book-based movie, the first movie is really more like character background story building. It's good. It's like I would believe that there's a guy running around. It makes it look like it's possible for Green Lanterns, like, just the look, it doesn't look completely fake. It made me believe that there could be a purple alien that was a Green Lantern crash on Earth. Like, it did look real. I liked it. Was it the best movie this summer? No. Was it good? Yes. Horrible Bosses is also out this week with Jennifer Aniston, and I don't remember anybody else. Have you guys seen that one?
Nope. No, I haven't.
No. I didn't realize Jennifer Aniston was still so attractive at her age.
You know, yeah, I was going to say that, you know, Jennifer Aniston isn't, you know, big deal, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But really, how old is she now? She's got to be
45-ish,
and yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, this movie is like, ooh, wow, with some of the scenes that she's in. I said it's a good comedy, very funny. Other than that, I wouldn't say it's too over the top. It was really good, but if I had to give it stars, I'd say 3.5 for myself.
Yeah.
Since I'm the only one that's seen it.
Well, I don't think, you know, you look at any of the movies that Jennifer Aniston has been in the past little while.
Yeah, she's
It's like a Jennifer Aniston Hollywood gumball machine, you know, just sticking your quarter.
She wasn't even a main character in this, though. She's like a, basically...
Probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but with her movies lately, it's been like almost straight-to-video movies. It's, how do you go from being one of the highest-paid actresses to straight-to-video ones that I forget because they're so forgettable?
I think what it is that a director can shit out a movie that happens to have Jennifer Aniston in it, and it's going to do well because it's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about, you know, all the big marketing and all those other expenses to try and amp this movie up that people are going to come spend the money. You say Jennifer Aniston is in it, you slap her face on your cover, and people are going to come. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but he's saying...
It's like a magic wand.
He's saying, how do you go from having an awesome career to doing those movies in the first place?
What I'm saying is quantity. Quantity over quality. She is...
She's doing it for the paycheck.
Has to be.
Okay.
On the big screens this week, The Thing. The original John Carpenter's The Thing was released in 1982, I believe. Excellent movie. I've watched it several times. I enjoy it with Kurt Russell. This one, released, I believe, this week.
That's who Jennifer Aniston could talk to about why careers go down the toilet.
Kurt Russell?
Well, I guess he made a comeback, though.
Well, I believe it looks like the main character is a female lead. I haven't seen it. I'm very excited to see it. I just hope they don't fuck it up, because the first one was so good that almost 30 years later, I can still watch it and enjoy the fuck out of it.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen The Thing. I'm not familiar with it at
excellent.
All.
Excellent.
So brief me. Tell me, kind of sum it up.
I'll tell you the basic premise.
I still haven't watched it either, actually.
Get on Netflix, man. You can watch it anytime you want.
I know.
Today's show brought to you by Netflix. $8. No, Netflix doesn't sponsor us.
Not yet.
They will. Someday we'll be on Netflix with video podcasts.
Netflix, we want you. We know you're listening.
I'm going to cut all that out. All right. The basic premise to The Thing is that they're at a research facility in the Antarctic. And there's a dog running across the fucking, like a husky, like a sled pulling dog. And there's a helicopter chasing it. They're shooting at the dog, trying to kill it. The dog runs, and because these are like Norwegian regions, they're shooting at the dog.
And they're on skis while they're doing it.
No, they're in a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
And they land the helicopter because the dog made it to the American base. They're still trying to kill this dog. An American comes out to see what's happening. He gets clipped by one of the bullets. And one of the other Norwegians tries throwing a grenade, and he drops it and blows himself up. Anyway, the dog's infected with an alien parasite or organism, because later they go to the Norwegian's base, find out that a bunch of them are dead and whatnot. God, I hate you, Jared. Anyway.
I'm feeling peckish.
this asshole's eating chips while I'm trying to talk here.
It's so entertaining. I don't have popcorn.
Okay, so...
That lost your train of thought.
Yeah, I did. They make it... Alright. They find out that the Norwegians uncovered a spacecraft. They... And it's basically, they're all paranoid that they're...
Get out of my chips!
...taking control. Alright. This segment's over. I'm tough. Stop talking about the thing now.
Okay, I'll watch the thing. I will
excellent movie.
See about getting on Netflix, and I will watch the thing.
Aliens are always good in movies.
Yeah.
And, the Avengers trailer.
Yeah,
came out recently. Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. Was that Loki as the antagonist?
Well... The Cosmic Cube, I do not have the comic, but I believe it's like, it's basically godlike power that you can shape reality, I believe. Because I have the Infinity Gauntlet, which happened shortly after the Cosmic Cube, and I know Thanos was the main guy that was after the Cosmic Cube, so I know Loki's after. It's one of those things where all supervillains are going to try getting it.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad I finally have heard a comic book character's name that I recognize. Thanos, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
That was an awesome graphic novel. Thank you, Derek. Derek lent it to me.
You still have it?
No, I gave it back.
Good.
You should have seen Derek's face. If we have video podcast someday, you'll see it. He just went psycho on Chris.
No, the trailer looks excellent.
One thing I can't get over, though, John Leguizamo as Bruce Banner.
I wish
he'll always be Luigi. Have you? Always.
I remember that. Oh, that was. We should watch that.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
The movie.
The live action movie.
Actually, what we should do is we should, down the road, when we get into doing some video podcasts, we should do a review while watching the movie.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know that's. I think that's ripping off a podcast that I've already heard a couple of years ago.
So do a commentary.
Yeah, do a commentary as we're watching it. And here's the
fun thing. You know what? Hold on.
Here's the fun thing. As they're listening to us talk, they can watch the movie. It's not going to be video of us talking, watching a movie. They can watch.
Copyright
while we're watching. I don't know. We give them credit.
That's a thing you can do with Blu-ray players is that you can do your own comedy and other people can listen to
commentary.
Yeah, it might be comedy, but not necessarily. So Derek's right, it would be comedy.
Avengers trailer looked excellent. I can't wait. May 2012.
Yes, and I loved Tony Stark's line in that trailer as well.
Yeah,
might not be able to protect the Earth, but we'll avenge it.
Yeah.
I would love to be Tony Stark. What? I mean, that guy he's got all the things that are awesome about being a superhero, but when it comes down to it, he takes off the suit.
And he's just a genius.
And he's just a guy.
Just a rich genius.
Well, yeah. A rich genius playboy philanthropist.
With a heart condition.
I don't know. I still think he's a badass guy.
I wish he got it made.
He's freaking smart. And he gets to be a superhero. I mean, he's pretty much living the adult version of every
little
boy child's fantasy.
I wish they would have stuck with Edward Norton as Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing about the Avengers, but I'm sure they're going to be asking for a little too much. I'm sure it has to do with money as well, that he's not there.
You know, I'm not terribly, other than being Luigi, I'm not terribly familiar with...
John Leguizamo?
Yeah. But he just looking at him in the trailer, he doesn't strike me as a Bruce Banner. You know, he's not nerdy looking enough. He's not
reinventing Bruce Banner as kind of an Italian nerd, because that kind of describes John Leguizamo.
Well, he's supposed to just be a scientist. Like, he's not a nerd. He's a scientist.
Oh, wait, he's not Italian either. He's Colombian.
Yeah.
What was I don't know. I'm on crack.
He just, looking at him, he doesn't strike me as Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner I see as this overly nervous, kind of, not frail, but lanky scientist. I think
yeah, Leguizamo can play nervous, though.
He can play nervous, but
I can't place any of the parts I've seen him in, but I know he's done quite a lot.
Leguizamo is pretty good. His nervous is more like paranoid. It's
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, like schizoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Edward Norton did the perfect Bruce Banner, and they should have just kept him. But it's just too bad that the Hulk movies tanked so badly. Mm-hmm. But moving on...
No, Frigno. That's who they should get. they should reprise his role.
They should go back to Eric Bana, the most ripped scientist of them all. I look like the Hulk when I'm not even the Hulk. Oh, side note. For entertainment news, just a side note. Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered 5 bronze statues of himself. Larger than life. I believe they're 8 feet tall.
How does he afford that after his divorce? Like,
he's the governator.
Wow.
I want a statue!
What is he going to do with them?
One is going to his hometown in Austria, or wherever the fuck he's from.
Okay.
And, that's all I have to say about that.
And one's being dropped through the house of the director who made the new Conan movie.
Also, more entertainment news. Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Apparently Ashton Kutcher has been cheating on her. It's all over the media. I don't know if... Have you guys heard?
No.
I heard that. I'm not really that surprised.
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, when they got married, I was like, really? Somebody twice your age?
He's already turning into Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but I really don't have anything to say about it. I don't give a flying fuck.
Okay. So,
maybe he ran up to his wife and said, you just got punked!
It was like a... Yeah, it's like 5 years of your life was a lie. I've been fucking chicks on the side the entire time.
And taping it all. Comes going on the air tomorrow night.
Yeah. He comes back with his trucker hat all sideways. Yeah, Ashton Kutcher!
7-8 Central.
All right. Moving on.
UFOs.
Now you want to talk about UFOs?
I do.
All right. We will post a link on all of our networking sites of this clip we found about UFOs.
Yes.
The clip I found.
Yeah, he found.
Okay.
And it's basically...
a collage. Well, a montage. Like, yeah, a montage of the last...
Compilation. There we go. Compilation.
Compilation. Yeah, that's the
better It's word. A compilation of... UFO sightings within the last, let's say,
four years.
One of the couple of them was 07.
Oh, okay.
One was above Norway. That one freaked me out. One was in Jerusalem.
Yes.
That was by far the scariest.
That one, you know what? I think that was just God bungee jumping.
Oh, with the way the light shot up so fast, I would say, yeah, it might be true. But there was
he just came down, snapped a couple of pictures while he was over the Temple of the Rock, and then bungeed back up.
Yeah, there was also one over Moscow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty eerie looking. That was some weird light effects in a ring. Right?
Almost looks fake.
You know, but the thing about it was, there was this massive ring of light that and a circle of light in the center of that ring, and it almost looked like it was pushing through the clouds a little bit.
Yeah, I actually watched another video on this earlier.
Yeah, it did, coming through the clouds. It was eerie.
I watched a video on YouTube earlier about this. It looks like it could be a heat signature from, well, if you believe in aliens and alien craft, heat signature from a craft that was there, or perhaps displaced clouds from perhaps a cloaking device.
A government experimental cloaking device?
I think it's more likely that... that one didn't freak me out that much. The weirder things have happened, like a ring of light.
Roll clouds?
But you were saying, okay, that one in Norway freaked you out, right?
Yeah.
The spiraling weird
Well,
one?
It that starts wild. It starts off as like, it almost looks like a jet and the tail behind it, like it releases. Like
the gas.
The gas, but...
It fanned out so much.
I know.
No, so not that one. The one that's spiraling.
No, no, it went into that, Jared.
Oh, okay.
So one could think, oh, it's just solar radiation, the same thing that gives us northern lights.
I thought it looked a lot like just a really high-end firework, possibly. But the only thing is, there was that second clip from Australia of basically the exact same thing. The weird spiraling light.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think we're talking about two different ones at the same time.
You're talking about that one over China where the fanned out.
Yeah, there was one in China where it...
No, where the tail fanned out. We're talking about the ones that...
That was in Norway, and then it turned into the one that started spiraling.
There was one in China where it was just the thing going long and the tail fanned out, and then it looked like it hit a sonic boom, and did it again.
Yeah, so the one was in China, and it when you first look at it, you think you see the light of a jet or something, but it's at... You know, it's at sunset. You know, you wouldn't see the lights that clearly, and the condensation trail doesn't trail like
it fans out way
normal.
Too far.
It fans out like crazy.
But you know what? Maybe that could be some sort of experimental rocket engine.
But it was so slow. It wasn't.
It looked slow. You can't say it's slow. That's like watching a jet.
You have no. You know, you can't judge.
Yeah.
You know, there's no depth perception with that. But I don't know. That one was. That one was interesting. I hadn't seen any UFO videos like that.
Yeah.
It didn't freak me out as much as the one that spiraled.
I said the one that freaked me out.
Norway.
I thought it was Norway.
And Australia. There were two that did that.
Oh, right. Norway and Australia, they both spiraled.
The one that freaked me out the most was the one in Jerusalem.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that one was the most freaky. Because I can't think of anything else that could possibly do that.
The light, there was a globe of light that came down, descended right over
the Dome of the Rock,
which, for anyone who's not familiar with the Dome of the Rock, it is one of the most important sites for, you know, the history of Christianity.
Isn't it fairly important for Muslims as
Yes,
well?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy over that, but...
That's where Muhammad...
Yeah, that's where they say... Yeah.
Anyway.
So, this light descended down over top of the Dome of the Rock. It stayed there for a bit, and then there was a flash of light, and you can hear people oohing and aahing from this, like, oh shit, what was that? And then it shot up.
Straight up, faster than anything I've ever seen.
And I think there were four different camera perspectives
on this.
So you see some that are really faint, and you can barely see it shoot up. You have to watch carefully. But there's another one. It was intense. It just, you can see the thing rocket up exactly like you'd see out of a space movie with a ship.
Yeah, and not even that it, you know, maybe the greatest speed it reached wasn't that fast. I don't know. But just the speed it accelerated.
Well,
it
it's went like from it zero, hit light speed.
It went from zero to, something insane in...
Or like Star Trek, warp speed. That's pretty much what it was.
It kind of looked like that, yeah. But, I have an alternate theory that I've read up on all these UFO things, and it's a conspiracy theory that's out there. I don't really go for conspiracy theories, but I thought I'd mention it.
I love conspiracy theories.
Which is NASA's Project Bluebeam, which is part of a bigger conspiracy theory about how the governments of the world are trying to invoke like a new world religion and fool everybody into believing it. And one step of that is to have bunches of satellites and whatnot project light shows and whatnot into the atmosphere to make people believe that there's all these crazy shit going on. And then apparently they'll have like messiahs of different religions all turn up somewhere. Anyway, it's just, I don't know, I just thought I'd mention it.
Well, I guess with...
For discussion.
With how much religion tends to cause controversy throughout the world... always has, always will. It does make sense as far from a control perspective that if the world leaders were to work together to try and maintain a good balance and control over its population, it would make sense to take one of the most powerful things in culture, religion, and get everybody, or try to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, from that perspective,
it's those damn Templars. Where the hell is Altair when you need it?
I think that a lot of it can be explained. Like, the Jerusalem one could simply have been an elaborate hoax.
I don't know how you'd fake that one, though. The others, I could see being faked. That one? That's just too weird.
I'm just saying, all those people could have been in it. It could have been just a very... They could have just been staged. Like, if I were to...
You mean staged, like...
As in...
9/11?
Oh, come on. No.
We're not getting into the
staged as in, you know, a group of people decided to get four perspectives of just normal recording, have a bunch of their
friends or whatever, basically.
Yeah, basically edit it in. I'm not saying that is the explanation.
Yeah.
I'd say it's very, very possible. And
you know what you should, like, you know what we would do to figure that out? Take that video and go through it frame by frame, and when those flashes happen, see if there is actually light bouncing off the buildings.
Yeah, that's true.
It's scary stuff, though. Like, everything else can be explained by falling debris in our atmosphere, like just radiation, solar radiation.
Swamp gas.
I'm not saying I'm debunking it. I'm keeping an open mind. It's not... am I worried? No. Just because there's no sense of worrying about something you can't control.
You know, what I find kind of amusing is... I'm not sure how old this is, but... China... The Chinese government released video footage of them showing off their new fighter jet and what it was capable of. And they showed their fighter jet taking down another fighter jet, blowing it out of the sky. Now, very quickly after this came out, there was a lot of scrutiny and side-by-side footage on YouTube. It turns out that the footage they showed of this jet being blown up, it was from Top Gun. So, you know, if...
Oh wow, that is epic.
If something,
did they even have like the awesome guitar tune in there?
No, none of that, but if, you know, you can take something like UFO footage. You know, what people are saying is UFO footage, and there's enough stir and it's believable enough that it can get on national news on numerous networks, and where it looks that realistic.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Chinese military thinking? Like, who do they think they were going to... Why wouldn't they have hired, you know, seek out and hire the people that make the UFO videos and get them to make your fighter jet video?
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous. I know. Just a little amusing tangent, I thought.
All right, well, I think we're done with the
you're
news.
You're with me, Iceman.
We'll also post the Avengers trailer on all of our sites. Now, you had a new segment you wanted to try doing.
Yeah, I figured it'd something a little something different, I guess. Shit, that's scary. So I wanted to ask you guys, what's something that just kind of scares the shit out of you? Doesn't really have to be believable.
Cats with one eye.
Cats with one eye.
No, I don't know, man. UFOs do freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't think of anything particular.
You know, one thing that freaks the hell out of me is how close I think we're getting to a potential hostile robot takeover.
Oh, now, you're going with the nanobots again.
No.
For all of our repeat listeners,
nanobots.
Nanobots do not exist. And now this is the point of the show where we both point at and laugh at Chris. Ready? Go.
Okay. For the record, I want to set this straight. I don't actually believe that nanobots exist. That was just a clever ruse by me to
make yourself
amuse
look like
you
an ass.
And entertain you, and I'm sure it did. No, I definitely thought that nanobots actually were real. I apparently not. I guess I just whatever. Fuck it.
Watch
anyway,
too much science fiction.
Of course.
Robot takeover.
Hostile robot takeover. I watched this. No, I didn't watch anything. I read an article on crack.com about, you know, things, very real things that scientists have and robotics engineers have come out with that, you know, could ultimately lead to this, you know, robot takeover.
Are you talking about that Honda robot that they built? Because that thing's kind of cute.
What's his name? Asimo?
Sure. Yes, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's his name. No, just things like robots with actual intelligence. Like robots that can learn.
Yeah.
Not. I don't know how to describe...
Artificial intelligence.
No. They made a distinction between artificial intelligence and, like, organic intelligence. Really being able to grow and develop. And part of that was also...
Adaptive network.
Yeah, that might be it. But
and that is the basis for artificial intelligence, really.
Anyway.
If it can learn and grow, it's going to be artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that they were talking about was internet robots don't need to talk or directly interact face-to-face to be able to learn from each other. So with a tool that we've given robots, the internet, they're able to learn from another machine, computer, robot across the globe.
Basically, you're talking like hive mind.
They can instantly learn. It's just a matter of receiving a instruction on how to do something, and they know how to do it.
All they need to do is integrate our flesh into them, then, and you have the Borg.
Well, that's the thing. We're able. There has been a couple successful hand, like robotic hand transplants or hand grafts onto humans.
If we do become Borg, I call the name Lacutus. That's mine.
Lacutus?
Yes.
All right. I don't think we have the technology. Yes, we have certain degrees of artificial intelligence, but we do not have the intelligence, like computer intelligence, that you are thinking of at this point. I don't believe so.
You know what? If my computer wasn't down at the moment, I would pull that article up so I could get into a little bit more. But it was kind of crazy. Like, it was all very real. It took real things that do exist and explained how they could
possibly, you know, grow into something hostile.
I mean, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
But as they push and push and push, I mean,
it's kind of like how Skynet didn't start off being intelligent or anything like that. It grew. Scary.
All right.
Shit, that's scary.
Shit, that's scary, yeah. Robot takeover, I think that's pretty general. That thought is out there for a lot of people. A lot of people don't trust, you know, the level of technology that we have, and it's scary.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I'm not afraid of robots at this point because I've never seen a real robot.
You've never seen a real zombie either, but you're afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of zombies. I would reign supreme in a world of zombies.
Yeah, because you run faster than anyone else.
Oh, another crack at my weight. Ah! No, because I'm a killing machine.
That's true.
That's why.
Derek once wrestled a bear to the ground with his bare hands. And then he ripped its skin off and wore it as a house coat for 2 weeks.
And then they committed me. No, but seriously.
But we're glad you're out.
In a world, why are we on the zombie topic? In a world of zombies, if the zombies can run, poses a legitimate threat to me. But if they are the slow, staggering zombies, which is most likely to happen because decomposing flesh. Every time they use a muscle, it tears the muscle, damages the muscle, they'll never be able to use their full strength again. As human beings, we rip our muscles, it repairs, becomes better, stronger. So zombies will not have that. They won't be able to run as fast as us. They won't be able to move as fast as us, or in their motor control wouldn't be as good as ours. So they would have trouble climbing ladders. So if we lived in a world with slow zombies, yes, lots of people die just because of pure idiocy, but I have guns, and I have the means and the know-how to kill. And I have I have friends that would listen to me because, well, I'm scary. I'm what scares you.
Only your mental stability.
I'm the creature that comes knocking in the night.
Actually, you know what? That is actually kind of a good point. I'm scared Derek's going to lose his shit one day.
Yeah. And you know what? Legitimately, yes, I am more afraid that robots would attack. Because you shoot at a robot, you're not necessarily going to hit their CPU or a vital part of a robot. And then they have shielding on them yet, too. Like, obviously, they're going to have thick, like, Terminator motherfuckers like Arnold. Zombies... Yeah, spine shot, head shot, even like a chest shot with a shotgun.
Burn them.
You're gonna rip a hole through that zombie so easily. But a robot? But I'm just saying, I don't think we'll have that problem where robots will have sentient thought and the ability to produce one another with the means to kill humans with guns.
Why not? Why will robots not be able to produce themselves? We already program them to...
They build cars.
Produce stuff. We program them to manufacture. Hold on.
So you think they're just going to automatically start building shit, and no one's going to notice right off the hop, oh, it's building another robot. How cute.
One of the things that they
covered...
What's
a robot buddy?
One of the things that they covered in this article on Cracked was that...
The writer was on Crack?
It's a website.
Yeah. Cracked.com. I think it was with 3D printing. Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence with 3D printing. There were... You know, they print out parts to perform a function. And they have the original design that they made. But then with artificial intelligence, all of a sudden it started producing things that had slight... abnormalities, parts that weren't there before.
So they're modifying it, or making
the artificial intelligence was modifying these things that it was supposed to manufacture.
Yeah.
On its own, with no prompting to do anything else.
Right. And was there any point to the modifications?
Initially, no. But they kept changing. I don't know if it went further into that, but here you have a mechanical device that we have programmed to do a specific thing. We've given it artificial intelligence, and it has made a decision that this way would be better.
To make something more practical, it's designed and programmed to do a certain task. That thing that's printing isn't going to be like, all right, now I've decided I'm bored, I'm going to upload my intelligence to a satellite, and then I'm going to learn more, and then I'm going to, you know, find another robot to start building more of robots, and then I'm going to start launching nukes because I'm Skynet, bitch. They are just not that smart yet. Eventually, yeah, we could live in a world like that, but why would something like a robot want to destroy its creator, and a creator that really hasn't really done anything to it in
it won't
theory.
Destroy us. I guess we all kind of agreed in the end.
I think that's the end of that segment.
Yeah.
And
shit, that's scary!
I'm gonna have to cut that down to just my points.
Alright. Derek is our editor-in-chief, I guess.
Well, whose idea was this?
I like to think it was, a general idea that
fuck you.
With all of us that we'd like to do a podcast. But, Derek's our editor,
driving force.
And I'm waiting for him to get, to lust over his power, and all of a sudden this will be the Derek cast.
Yeah, and you guys will have to listen to me because I'm scary.
Okay, so what do we got next?
We just have to throw a cookie and run.
Fuck you. All right, hot tub time machine, that is our hypothetical question. If you had a time machine, or, the movie... Hot tub time machine. If you could get into a hot tub, go back to any point in time, where would you go?
Okay, well, if I were to go back in time, I think what I would do is I would go back roughly 2,000 years to, I forget where exactly they found the Shroud of Turin, right? The shroud that supposedly was worn by Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
It was put over his face.
Yeah, and when he died.
Yeah, and so it's...
First time, I guess.
Supposedly has, a blood impression of Jesus.
And all I would do, was I would take a piece of papyrus, whatever they had at that time, and I would write, Gore to win in 2000. And I'd leave it with the shroud just to screw with people. And you never know, maybe it would make a difference.
Oh, man. What's with you and Gore?
Well, he's not Bush.
That's very true.
Jeez.
That's very true.
What I would do is I'd go forward in time about a week or two, find out the winning lotto numbers of all the lotteries, and then I'd come back to this point in time, buy those lotto tickets, and win several lotteries at the same time. That's what I'd do.
The only thing that would happen with that is one guy winning multiple lotteries at the same time.
That would look
pretty suspicious. It would be suspicious, and you wouldn't get your money until they could prove that,
Yeah, but...
I mean, I don't know how they would prove that, somehow rigged it, because you went forward in time, but I don't know if...
Alright, maybe I'll get one winning lotto number from the past week, and one winning lotto number from the week before, and then the next week, and then so it's like I win two lotteries in a row, and then when they ask me, why are you so lucky, I'd be like...
I'm Derek Ferris, bitch!
I stuck a four-leaf clover...
Up my asshole.
Up my ass, with a rabbit's foot, and a fucking horseshoe.
That's sideways.
Sideways, yeah. That's the price I have to pay for winning the lottery. So, yeah, just basically...
Get rich.
Get rich, yeah.
I think I'd probably just... I would go back in time, and I would acquire my... Probably I'd rob a bank, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, like, in the 1800s or something.
I'd get in on one of the, you know... big historic robberies that were never solved, so I knew I wouldn't get caught, and I would take that money and I would invest it in shit like Facebook and Google, all these big companies, and I just reap the rewards.
So Derek's is get rich, Chris's is get rich, and mine is change the social structure of the world for the better.
I didn't think Jarrett would ever be the one to, you know, intentionally go change the world for the better.
Well, my other idea was also, like, go backwards, get dinosaurs, like T-Rexes, and then give them to, I don't know, let's say the Celts as pets. So when the Romans came over the Alps and tried to invade Gaul, they'd have a nasty surprise.
Well, that concludes our hypothetical. Fuck, I always have problems with that word. It's like, that concludes our hypothetical question. If you have any suggestions for us, just write it on our Twitter wall, our Facebook, or our blog. Like, just contact us, give us ideas for what you want to hear.
And also, actually, what we would like to do this time is if you would write to us and tell us what you would do if you could go back in time, we might just read the best one we come across on our next show.
All right.
Sounds good.
Next, would you rather?
Oh, I love would you rather.
This would you rather is more of a who'd you'd rather, Regis or Donald Trump?
Oh.
Two old men that are semi-famous that look like douchebags.
I know what my answer is.
Yeah? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I would definitely do Regis.
Really?
Yes, and I have a very good reason why. You know, Donald Trump's a pretty powerful guy, and he's, you know, in authority. You'd be taking it from him. Regis, he's turning into this frail old man. He would definitely play catcher. So, you know... I'm not gay. I'm fucking him.
I would go with Trump. He's rich. He'd give you like $1 million tip. He'd be, or you know, he'd be like...
That's what he calls his tip.
Yeah, $1 million tip. And you know he's so old, he probably doesn't even really work that well. So, I don't know. I just... The prospects of making a lot of money... Eh. And... Trump's a lot richer than fucking Regis, so...
You know, I'm not in it for the money. I just want a little bit of romance.
Oh, God.
And you don't want to be running your fingers through a comb over?
I just figured...
Regis at least has nice hair.
Two older people that are semi-famous. Eh.
Oh, Jared? It's a tough call. I think I'd probably have to go with a Regis as well. Because... See, the way I imagine it is if you're with Donald Trump and he's just going at it, right? Just, and I imagine it right when he, you know, arrives, he just yells like, oh, you're fired!
The money shot.
So can I apprentice?
I got a secondary, would you rather, a bit of a spinoff. Regis Philbin on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or the bitch from The Weakest Link?
I'd have to go bitch from The Weakest Link because she's a woman.
Just
because
she has a vagina?
Yeah, I'm not...
No, that lady is such a bitch. She's packing.
That depends if you're into BDSM or not. Because I could see her as...
Whatever. I put her in her place. I'm like, you speak to me in that dirty accent. I'd slap her a few times.
But, you know, she's so... Like, she's kind of a scary lady, so you'd be all nervous. What if you can't perform? And then she'd look at you and say, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh, that wouldn't happen.
How are you supposed to come back from that? You'd be scarred for life.
I'd go
every
in there.
Chick you were with after that, you know, looking at her face, you'd see, you know...
I'd go in there like I'm on a mission. And then when I was done, and she's in a mess on the floor, breathing heavy, socked with liquids, I'd break her. I'd break her completely.
Like a horse?
Yeah. Oh.
I'd no spirit left?
I'd stretch her...
I am the weakest link!
I'd stretch her ring piece, which is her asshole, so far that I could fit my entire arm up her poop chute.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You would do Regis. Is that what you're saying? You have something
I just Regis? Think Regis is more of a woman than the hag from The Weakest Link.
Jared?
What?
And you know, really, Regis is a big softy. I'm sure he's probably as flaccid as... so nothing would happen.
Would you rather?
Does Regis have Cialis? Oh, or Viagra, or whatever.
He probably pops those things like M&M's.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, weakest link.
I mean, anyone who could sit beside, you know, Kathy Lee for that long and not jump her on set...
Chris, are you trying to tell us you have a thing for Kathy Lee?
Oh, come on. Who doesn't?
Well, yeah, weakest link woman. Yeah.
Looks like I'm the odd one out. Yeah, lady from Weakest Link.
Oh, we're changing your story.
Of course.
He's got the shifty eyes.
I was just leading you guys on.
Slack,
of course.
Faggot.
Yeah, leading us on. Leading us on, just like with the nanobots.
You know what? I love this part of the fucking show, Would You Rather. It's excellent.
I think it's just, it's easy to get in on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, one more. Would you rather overweight Star Jones or Oprah? For those of you who don't know who Star Jones is, she was on The View, and then she got gastric bypass, and then she left the show, replaced by Whoopi Goldberg.
I would take Star. Yeah, I would take Star Jones. Oprah is just, you know, okay. Star Jones, I'm sure she, you know, when you're in there and you're doing your thing, she's gonna be all like, ooh, I got my Southern soul. She, you know, Oprah is that loud, obnoxious. Like, if you've ever seen her get excited on her show, it's like, if you transferred that to sex, oh, God, it'd be horrible.
Kind of like the sex scene in Beer Fest.
Like her having an orgasm. Oh, we're having one orgasm. Oh, two. Everybody gets two orgasms. I can't handle that. I can't handle watching the show. I couldn't handle having the show in my bedroom.
Everybody gets two orgasms under their seats.
So, you know, I would definitely take Star Jones in a heartbeat.
Really?
Lot to love.
For me, it would be
probably
Oprah.
Get some free shoes, too.
Of course.
Payless shoes. She's like their spokesperson.
Free shoes for life.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Oprah Winfrey. Same reason I think it was Derek, you said Donald Trump. For the money.
Yeah, for the money.
Because she's... Of course, she's Oprah Winfrey, so she's Oprah Rich.
Yeah, Oprah Rich. You know what? I'd have to go for Oprah, too.
You know, hold on. We're going to backtrack for a second. You didn't specify which Oprah, did you?
Oprah Winfrey, the one...
Oprah Winfrey used to be a banging supermodel. Oprah Winfrey, back in the day.
What?
Oprah Winfrey used to be a smoking supermodel.
The one that does the show.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
I'm talking about current...
No, you're not. You were talking about overweight Star Jones, which isn't current. So if you
overweight
can go back
Star
in time...
Jones was like 2 years ago.
If you can go back in time to do overweight Star Jones, I can go back in time in my hot tub time machine and
we're not
I can
doing...
bang, smoking hot, model
this isn't,
Oprah Winfrey.
This isn't a hypothetical question.
Game, set, match.
This is who'd you rather...
Okay, you're never going to get the opportunity to bang Oprah, so how is this not hypothetical?
All right. Fine. You win, Chris.
Game, set, match.
And that's why she becomes a man-hating...
Exactly. I'm going to be the reason why
you
she hates men.
You wrecked her for the world and made her create that show.
And that's pretty much it for this episode.
Really. All right, so just remember, guys, you can check us out on our blog. And from there, you can hit up our Facebook and our Twitter. Make sure to let us know what should our next hypothetical be. And tell us what would be your hot tub time machine trip. Let us know either on our Facebook, Twitter, on the blog comments. Love to hear from you.
You can also find us on iTunes. Clever Antidote. Just search it. All right, have a good one.
Megan Fox has become a little bit too much like Angelina Jolie, and I'm just waiting for her to adopt Ethiopia.
Those are some lovely black girls.
They'd call her mom. That's gross. Everyone at Apple lost their job. So you're saying kill the rich man. Nanotech. Who kills the guy who's about to kill the guy who kills them and kills them both. Is it too much to ask for when watching a movie like Transformers to just ask for a little bit of realism?
I'm talking about... We all saw The Little Mermaid as kids. Would you fuck a mermaid?
Eric, here's two accents.
Should have been fake.
Us and them.
Yeah.
Us against the fucking world, man.
We're not clever at all, no. He's calling you a douchebag.
Fuck you.
I think everybody wants to fuck Bono.
Fuck Bono.
Nanotech.
Fuck.
Not clever at all, no.